Over the last few weeks, listeners, if you're constant listeners to the programme, you'll know that we've touched on the whole area of dog cleanliness and that with apologies for anybody having their cup of tea now, but it is or has been a little bit of a problem. But you'll be glad to know that we have a new East Cork dog warden now, and his name is Mr. Gavin O'Dwyer, and Gavin joins us at the other end of the phone line. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, Denise. How are you keeping?
We're good, thank you. How are you?
Good this morning.
Great.
And listen, we were saying there that nobody is happy to see dog dirt and dog poo around a town or whatever. And Gavin, you're doing your bit to try and educate people?
I suppose, yes. I suppose I started with Cork County Council in the middle of March, and since then I've actively been patrolling Youghal. Not that Youghal is a particular target, I suppose all of East Cork.
Yes, yeah.
And what I've noticed since I started the job is that, you know, dog fouling is kind of touching with all age categories in society. When you start to see kids' artwork highlighting the problem and scattered all over East Cork towns, and I think that once children start to notice the problem, you know, the problem is a big problem.
Yes, it is. It is a big problem, yeah.
It is. And I think, fortunately, in the last number of weeks, I think that problem is starting to get a little bit better.
I think so.
Less of it. I think people are becoming...
Because of awareness, is it?
I think so. Like, even Cork County Council started this litter campaign.
That's right, I've got those details. We had a very sad incident where an elderly lady was out just doing her 200 steps, and she stepped in dog fowl and fell, and she was covered in it, and she had to get up and try and make her way home, and she was very distressed and very upset, and it was sort of the catalyst really for a lot of people, that particular incident. So, like, can you tell us, for example, like, what help can the new, you know, the new, what can the new dog warden do in the new to covering the East Cork area? What's extra can you do or provide?
Well, I suppose for me, being seen and being actively patrolling the area, you know, there will always be people in society that will leave their litter on a beach, be it an empty bottle of Coke or...
Yeah, we know that, definitely, yeah.
Very problematic, really, yeah.
Yeah, and there will be people that will tend or try to walk away from their dog foul. So if the potential's being cut and being handed €150 fine, or €1,000 fine in court is there, if that threat is hanging over someone, then, you know, my full intention is to be seen and be active in the area. Now, as well as that, I think that it does come down to maybe a small little bit of, you know, personal responsibility.
Yeah, of course it does, yeah.
More than that than others, you know.
And how would you know, for example, if somebody was out with a dog and there was dog poo, how would you know who it was? I mean, how can you tell that it was Mary Murphy and it was yesterday or whatever, you know?
You can't, you see. I have to visually see it. That's where the members of the public can come on board, you know.
Mm.
If a person knows that a person is actively leaving their dog foul and they give us a complaint, we can act on that complaint, you know.
And does that person have to get involved in the complaint? Because, you know, especially if it's a neighbour or a friend or whatever, people mightn't be too happy to do it. But, you know, would it be confidential if they got onto your line?
It is confidential up to the point unless it goes to court.
I know, I could appreciate that. And
like, obviously, we often say to people, you know, you do make a complaint about a neighbour or something like that, and you might have no problem with the person other than the fact that...
Absolutely, yeah, I would agree, yeah. You know. And, you know, for the walkers in our town that they do clean up after the dogs, a lot of them tell us that there are insufficient litter bins around the town. Would you agree with that, Gavin?
Well, to be honest about it, I think that, you know, there are litter bins provided, but other than that, I think people have to be willing to take their dogs
home. Yeah, so bring with them what they need.
Exactly. Like, I walk my dogs in a wooded area. Now, a lot of other people walk there, you know, I pick up my fowl, I put it in a bag and I bring it home to my own wheelie bin, you know.
I do. But that's because you're ingrained into it. It's something that people have to learn to do. Like, for example, would you have any suggestions now, Gavin, about maybe what local organisations and others in the town anything they could do that would help to improve the situation? For, you know, if their people came on board to try and help, is there any way around that or any way of setting that up? Would it be any help?
Well, you know, one thing that I can say is that, and this is just one little scenario that I've seen. I recently saw a woman who, in Yalltown, I could see her, she couldn't see me. It wasn't that I was watching.
I know.
Viewing the area. Her dog fouled, and I watched her. She searched her pockets. She was looking for a bag. She obviously had left home with a bag.
Oh, right.
I could see she was getting worried. This woman had a tiny piece of tissue in her pocket.
Yeah.
She was actually going to pick it up.
Ah, bless.
Piece of tissue. So I got to her, I offered her a bag and I gave it to her. I would often wonder if people go out, and there are people in Yalltown and all across East Cork that don't own dogs.
Yeah.
Carry a fouling bag.
Well done. That's very public minded, of them, yeah.
And another question, Gavin, just here, because a couple of people sort of asked these questions. Do you think that dog vets and dog groomers, that they could have an impact with the dog owners? You know, when the dog owners, when they bring their dogs to them, could they sort of, in a way, say, like, you know, make sure it's like it's dangerous, this, that and the other for health? Could they have an impact?
Absolutely, yeah. It's about education right across the
board. Yeah.
I don't think that people actually are aware of the health consequences involved in dog fouling. Like Campylobacter, roundworm, you know, it can cause loss of sight in children, you know.
It can indeed, it's dangerous.
I was going to say that to you, actually. I'm glad you highlighted it, Gavin. I mean, there's a particular risk with eyesight and small children, isn't there?
Huge
problem.
And I believe so. Saw a lady in another East Cork town trying to wash dog fowl off the wheel of her child's wheelchair.
Yeah, that was another thing I've done here, actually.
Wheelchairs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, down there, like, when the wheelchair, the buggies, the bicycle users, and the kids that play in the park.
Yeah.
Like, it's very dangerous.
Very dangerous,
really. Really is. You know, they're all affected by it.
Gavin and Denise and listeners, you know what I think really now is? There should be, I don't know, you can educate me here, Gavin, in a minute. There should be a bylaw saying that if you have a dog, you should have a paper bag with you in your other hand. And when I'm going along, I automatically look down at the oncoming dog owner. He's the dog or she is the dog and a lead in one hand. Has she got or he got a bag in the other hand? And if they don't, little alarm bells are ringing in my head, you know. Is it a bylaw, Gavin, that in Yall, let's deal with Yall, that they have to have a bag with them? No.
No, that has never been brought in, but it's something that I always ask. So even if it's something that someone stops just for a friendly chat, you know, I'm not stopping them because they're breaking a law or their dog have fouled or any reason. Just for a friendly chat, I'm admiring their dog. I will always ask them. You do have your fouling bag, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, and I think if someone doesn't, then you often, you know, they just say, well, what do you intend on doing? So I carry numerous bags with me. I would offer them to them. And I would hope that the next time they leave home, they go, right, bring the bag, you know.
Gavin, it's you have to have, anybody who has a dog, they must have a dog licence. Isn't that correct? And they must be over 16 years of age.
Absolutely. That's
now,
€20 fee. I think it's very nominal for the service the Cork County Council provide. You know, it ensures that our stray dogs are taken care of. It ensures that the dog warding service is there.
But there are certain rules that apply, and they're quite distinct. You know, for example, it's an offence to have a dog without a licence. That's the first thing. Now, would there be many with that? The second one I want to ask is, do all dogs over 4 or 5 months, must they have a licence? Like, is there an age in the dog for the licence?
Yes, once a puppy leaves her mother, or his or her mother.
Oh, right, yeah.
Once a person buys the pup, they must have
their own licence, so?
Yes.
All right.
It's an individual licence for each dog, yeah.
And another thing that I've done down here is that a dog must always be accompanied and under the effective control of another person, right? If it's outside your home or premises. And there's a fine for that if they're not. Is that correct?
There is. There's €100 fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Brought that up, Denise, because, you know, I think that, yes, we have a huge problem with fouling, but one part, something that we really have to, I suppose, remember is that not everybody in society is comfortable with dogs.
Yes, that's very true.
Or y'all walk on a busy day.
Yeah, it's very true, yeah.
People on it.
People are nervous sometimes, yeah.
There are 15 people that are petrified.
Especially the bigger dogs, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I would say, for anyone who owns a listed breed dog or a cross of a listed breed, you must have that dog muzzled when you're in a public place. And I would ask everybody as well to keep their dog on a leash.
Yes.
Like a listed breed must be leashed. Other dogs must be under effectual control. So that would mean that your dog can you can control your dog and he or she can walk to the heel. But
yeah.
You know, really, if you have respect for other walkers that are out, someone might be just shaking at the thought of this loose dog running towards.
Yes, it's very frightening, especially for the elderly or maybe for small children as well, you know. There's another one, is it true that a person out walking with their dog can be requested by you, by the dog warden, to produce there and then evidence of your dog licence?
So what
happens? Or would there be a fine if you can't, for the on-the-spot fine?
No, so what you have is if for any particular reason we have to talk to a person and we ask them if they have their dog licensed.
Right.
Obviously, most people don't carry it around with them.
No, yeah.
Stop someone for a chat and they'd produce a photo of it.
All right, yeah.
And a picture of it, so we take the details. But if you don't, you get a little form and you get 10 days to send it.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long is a dog licence valid for then? Is it 5 years or 3 years or what?
So it's €20 for 1 year, but there is a lifetime dog licence, which is €120.
Oh, I see.
I think it's great value, which is great value, you know.
And dog licence, that you can get them from the post office, can't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it isn't an awful big job, like.
Yeah, no, it's not. We're often in there. Everyone goes to the post for some reason or another, so there is no excuse, really.
Or, as usual, I suppose, Gavin, you can do it online, can you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what is it, Cork County Council website would be there?
So on Puss, it used to be done through a portal on the Cork County Council website, but on Puss now have it.
On Puss?
They have the system, yeah.
Yeah, and what would you put into Google?
Just a dog licence.
Dog licence, okay. I think what you mentioned there, €120 for the life of a dog, Denise, I think that's good value, really.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of money, but as opposed to €20 a year, sure, dogs want to live more than 6 years. Which
it is, and look,
indeed,
but with the way pups have gone in the last number of, well, I suppose, especially with the last 18 months, you know, €120 in comparison to what some people have paid for pups.
Yeah, give an indication, yeah. And there's one question there I sort of would like to ask as well, if you can answer it, Gavin. Is there a way in which the dog licensing authority could be more strict when issuing dog licenses? Like, what I mean, you know what I mean, what I'm trying to say, that... You know, some people just get dogs and then I won't say they mistreat them, but they don't care for them as much or whatever it is. I don't know how you'd know the difference now. But is there a method or is there a way whereby you could enforce a little bit more strictness or a little bit more thinking about who dog licences are given to? Or would that be necessary?
Maybe what you're hinting at is like maybe some sort of home inspection.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
If you look at it, like, I think at the minute there's 30,000 dogs licensed in Cork.
That's the end of that.
The implement those that sort of home inspection would just be massive.
It would,
too much.
That's the answer. I was just wondering, you know, if you buy something like you know.
But Denise and Gavin, I'm sure am I right? You can actually ask the dog warden, your good self or others, to call to a particular house if you suspect a dog has been neglected, just like...
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what we're there for.
Yeah, very good.
So that, rather than inspecting every house, because like everything else in society, the vast majority, Gavin, of people do mind their dogs, but you have a small number of people, and Gavin and his team can't get to all ends of Cork County, but they're relying on the good people in East Cork and West Waterford. If you know somebody abusing their dog... Report it to Gavin.
Gavin, are you distinct? Do you wear a uniform when you're around? Or
I do indeed.
You do?
Uniform, and I have identification badge around my neck. You'd see a red.
That's fair enough, yeah. That's right. And you cover the East Cork area?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Well, you're all Klein, Middleton.
Yes, okay.
And if somebody wants to report an owner or dog fouling, Gavin, what's the best way to do that?
Just get onto the veterinary department in Cork County Council. It's probably the handiest way. You can email into vets@corkcoco.ie with any complaints you may have as well, and one of us will respond to you.
Vets@Cork County Council, kind of.
Yeah, that's exactly. And I'd just like to say, Tommy and Denise, like, you know, with regard to dog welfare and animal welfare, we have come a long, long way.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah, you have, yeah. Mm-hmm. 'Tis only the dog fouling, really, is the main... The main issue at the moment, because it is, I know it's not just y'all, it's probably other places as well, you know.
Yeah.
But it is very upsetting for people who are, y'all has beautiful walking areas, Gavin, as you probably well know by now. And you know, even on the boardwalk, one could get dog fouling. Yeah. And, you know, it's dangerous as well as being nasty, you know, and unnecessary.
And
if
also,
you bring your bag.
Denise, Gavin, what I've heard lately is that a lot of dogs were stolen during the pandemic, a lot of pups.
Yeah. And sold on.
Is that in your brief as well, kind of stolen dogs, Gavin?
No. Okay. I suppose that comes from the Gardaí.
And stray,
are there many stray dogs in East Cork that you're aware of, Gavin?
Not as many as there used to be. Because people are much more vigilant now with their pets. There, a lot of them are microchipped, and even if a dog does show up as a stray, if we can get them, you scan them, you check the microchip, and they're back to their owner.
Wonderful.
You know, it's fantastic, really.
Just one other thing before if we let you go. Licenses, I think, is sort of a nice part of it here, is that licenses are not required for dogs. Like the DSPCA, the Gardaí Blind Person's Guide Dogs, and any dog imported into the state for less than 30 days, they do not require a license.
Exactly. So a list of all the requirements and I suppose exemptions are on the Cork County Council website, the Veterinary Department of Cork County Council.
You're a mine of information, Gavin. Thank you so much. It's a very, very local topic, and it's also upsetting for a lot of people. And a great interview. And thank you very much for all your information. And hopefully everything will improve as time goes on and people are more educated about it.
Yeah, I think, and one good thing to come out of it is that it is getting better.
Thank God.
Thanks, be to God.
Thank you, Gavin, for coming on. It was great.
Our special guest is Gavin O'Dwyer, East Cork Dog Warden, and he's available through the Cork County Council website, Vets at Cork County Council, and you will see him walking around. And I'm sure he sounds a very reasonable person, doesn't
Absolutely,
he?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very
you
reasonable
play
indeed.
Your part, and I'd say you'll do the same.
If you have any queries, go up and talk to Gavin there. And Gavin, we might touch base with you in a couple of months' time again.
Take care.
God bless. Thank you very much
Thanks
indeed.
Again. Bye-bye.